figure 39 is a landing distance table. I couldn't find any questions on the current knowledge bank for this particular landing distance table. Well, the thing to keep in mind about this graphic is the notes. The fact that there may be a headwind will cause you to decrease the distance by 10% for each 4 knots of headwind. You would have to increase the distance by 10% for each 60-degree temperature increase above standard. And then for operations on a dry grass runway, you'd increase the distances, both ground roll and total, to clear 50-foot obstacle by 20% of the total to clear 50-foot obstacle figure. So this is a funny table. They give you very little information, and they give you a lot of conditions. And I'm not surprised that a question from this figure was not on the test. But if there were a figure on the test, the thing to look out for are the notes. Look very carefully if we're talking about any headwind in the example. Look very carefully what the temperature is. And then finally, if the question involves anything other than a hard surface runway, if it's a grass runway, we have to increase the distances. So those are the gotcha items on this innocuous-looking landing distance table that has those three notes in fine print. Beware of the details. There was no reference to figure 39 for the 2005-2006 knowledge bank. Figure 41,